A 23-year-old man has been jailed for life for the murder of a 65-year-old Kildare man who had taken his mother into his home after learning she was sleeping in her car. Brian Ebay, of no fixed abode but formerly of Moore Park in Newbridge, was convicted of murdering Peter Kennedy earlier this year. Mr. Kennedy's sister described her brother as a thoughtful, charitable and helpful man who was always available and was actively involved in his community in Newbridge through the Tidy Towns, the Resource Centre and other areas. For more, let's speak to Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent who was in court today. Paul, will you tell us about what happened this morning?
Yeah, Rachel, the background to this is that Peter Kennedy took Brian Ebay's mother, Martha, into his home after learning she was sleeping in her car. In 2019, he also allowed Brian Ebay to move in and called the Gardaí, however, when Brian became aggressive and threatened him around Christmas of that year. Now, the Gardaí asked Brian Ebay to leave the house and he moved to a homeless shelter in Walkinstown in Dublin. However, on the 28th of April 2020, Brian Ebay took a taxi from Walkinstown to Mr. Kennedy's home in Newbridge, broke into the house by smashing a window and assaulted the 65-year-old who subsequently died from his injuries in hospital 2 weeks later on May the 2nd. Now, Brian Ebay pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to a charge of assault causing harm to a Garda, Brendan O'Donnell, as well as pleading not guilty to the murder because when he was at Newbridge Garda station following his arrest, he had attacked the Garda and punched him in the face when they tried to take DNA samples from him. However, the jury had found him guilty on both counts. His lawyers had called two psychiatrists who said that Mr. Ebay was undergoing a schizophrenic psychosis at the time of the assault. However, another psychiatrist for the prosecution, Dr. Mary Davern, disagreed with the schizophrenia diagnosis and found instead that Mr. Ebay had a dissocial personality disorder. So the jury convicted him on both counts.
I mentioned a moment ago that Peter Kennedy's sister made a statement to the court. Will you tell us some more, Paul, about what she said?
Yeah, she gave a victim impact statement on behalf of her sisters and the wider family. She described Peter Kennedy today as a thoughtful, charitable, kind and helpful man who was always available, was actively involved in his community in Newbridge through, as you said, Tidy Towns, the Resource Centre and other aspects of community life. Anne-Marie Kennedy also described Peter's murder as a cruel and terrifying end for a kind and gentle man, and that his sisters and wider family continued to be shocked and traumatised by it and distressed by the fear and pain he felt at the end. Now, she thanked the hospital staff, ADVIC, which deals with victims of homicide, and the Gardaí, in particular those who were there with Peter that night, who administered first aid, who held his hand and offered words of comfort and reassurance to her brother as he slowly lost consciousness. Miss Justice Melanie Greeley said today that many people who knew Mr. Kennedy had come forward during the trial and gave accounts of his innate decency, kindness and generosity. She described Brian Ebay as a troubled young man who had a lot of difficulties in his early life and had succumbed to addiction. But she said it was also notable that there had not been any true expression of remorse or regret for his actions or the consequences of those actions, and she sentenced him to 12 months for the assault on Garda O'Donnell in Newbridge Garda Station and the mandatory term of life in prison for the murder of Peter Kennedy.
Paul, thank you. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.